Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're here till 2 o'clock. The bar's filling up, so come by soon. Otherwise, you might not get a seat at the bar. A lot of tables, though, and a good time. A lot of listeners have showed up. Always love to see folks up here in Kennesaw when we get a chance to come up. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Just a few minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow afternoon. 15 minutes or so away from keys to a Falcons victory over the Saints on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40 as we always do. Any question, any topic, all that coming up in the 1 o'clock.
One of our listeners just sent the clip 25 years ago. We played at Ole Miss. I was talking about the Ole Miss game. We played at night and everything.
Yeah.
And this is a funny clip. First of all, the resolution of –
Yeah. We so quickly forget what standard definition used to look like.
Yes, which was awesome. And then it's funny because
we so quickly forget the big-ass shoulder pads you guys used to wear,
George carry Hap-Hines like a baby on his hip. Which
George Foster has that guy held like a child.
Has Hap on his hip right there. And then I ran the laziest damn route. Because looking at the coverage, we weren't going to get the ball. Me and JV, we weren't going to get the ball. So I'm like, I ain't get the ball. And so, actually, they tip the ball up, and I'm just standing there. Ball falls in my hands. I remember I catch it, run it for like 30 yards.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go scope.
Oh, yeah, you were going.
Terrence Edwards is always in the damn way.
He every cut time, you off.
If it ain't Terrence, it's JV. It's one of them two. Every time I'm about to break a big one, they get in the way.
It's so funny that
every
you say
single
that,
time.
Because I didn't see the lazy rat. Yeah. I would never notice that. It's funny how self-critical we can be of ourselves when we see old footage or whatever.
Yes.
I just saw Big 86 making a great play on a tip ball, but grab it, and obviously the throw was inside.
Yes.
It tips, you're on the outside, so it took a great bounce. You had grass.
There was nobody there.
And
I'm going to cut
Terrence
back, and here comes Terrence. It gets in the way like he always does.
What was he trying to do?
I don't know. I think he was trying to block, but he got in my way again. Damn it, Terrence. That's the way.
It's so funny. I had the same thought when I saw that clip. I was like, Randy, you had an angle.
I had it.
Guys that were behind you, they weren't catching you.
They were going to catch me. I hit it right here to cut back. Get out the way, Terrence.
Terrence tackled you.
Yes. Terrence.
Like, he pretty much tackled you on that. But huge play. That's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter on 3rd and 6. You're able to make that catch. You guys win the game.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, it was crazy, man. I'm sorry. That game right there. Romero Miller was the quarterback. I remember that. Romero Miller was the quarterback that game. Dude, you want to talk about, and a lot of people who know Ole Miss, you know, your buddy who's an Ole Miss fan.
Oh, yeah, my old best friend. Yeah.
That dude.
Haven't heard from him much.
That dude throw the spiral. Remember how they used to say how Warren Moon spiral, how tight it was?
Yeah.
That was Romero.
Really?
Boy, that spiral was so tight, man. Tight like that, dude. I mean, it was nice, dog. hopefully, you know, but that was a lot of fun. That game was a whole lot of fun.
You know who throws a spiral like that right now that every time you see it, that's a pretty ball, is Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
At Oregon.
Yes.
I mean, that thing is just, it's just absolutely perfect every time it comes off his hand. All right, we'll get to all that coming up in the final hour. It's always fun when people send us old clips.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, I don't know. Everybody knows that you played and you were good and all that, but it's just kind of fun to actually see it. It's like, oh, man, look at my guy out there. Balling.
But that whole game, me and we cut up on offensively, me and the tight ends, me and JV. Ooh, boy, we cut up. Cut up that game.
Maybe that can happen tomorrow. Maybe the Georgia tight ends can get involved. Let's get into the big story.
Maybe.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ultimately, I think this is the biggest game of Lane Kiffin's career coming up.
Really?
He's got a chance to come close to punching a ticket to the playoffs or letting it all slip away. I mean, you're going to hear that for this game. You're going to hear that for the game in Baton Rouge. But this is really about the opportunity for Ole Miss. But to me, I'm really into the Ole Miss game.
Yeah, that's Paul Feinbaum earlier in the week talking about the implications of this football game. And like, I don't know. I don't have Lane Kiffin's entire history, career history in front of me. What I do know is he's never won a game like this.
Yes.
So this would likely be that. I mean, obviously their backs are against the wall. If they lose, they're out of the playoff picture. This is also the biggest difference to me in this one versus other games Lane Kiffin has coached in and lost. Is the whole narrative coming into this season was this is the first time he's had the horses.
Right.
He actually built the roster through NIL to be able to compete in the trenches and go toe-to-toe with teams like Georgia. Now, they found a way to lose to Kentucky, and they found a way to lose to LSU, so they come into this game with two losses, which they weren't supposed to have, but they do, so their back's against the wall. And, yeah, I mean, it's a huge game for them.
I think
beyond all that other stuff, they got to win to stay alive.
This is a goalpost game. They beat Georgia. The goalposts are coming down.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it'll be the biggest win of his coaching career. No doubt about that and everything. And like you were just saying, he even came out and said what he needed to get to be competitive. It wasn't the weapons. They've always had weapons.
Oh, yeah. They've had receivers.
It wasn't the weapons.
They had Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, it was them dudes that block and them dudes that block and hold up blockers.
Yeah.
And they have that type of firepower in the trenches right now. They lead the nation in sacks. There are three or four in the league as far as they give up 3 yards a carry. Maybe 2.8 yards a carry.
Yes, less than three. Yeah. Less than 3 yards
a carry. This is what they give up.
They're the second best run defense in America as far as that number goes.
I mean, they don't give you anything. And so they're able to do that. We already talked about how great of a player Jackson Dart is. I think he's the best quarterback in the SEC right now. And he's playing like it. And his play is playing. They want to throw the ball over the yard. They got receivers all over the world. And the best receiver, game time decision.
Yeah, Trey Harris may play, may not.
The guy who caught 5 touchdowns will be playing.
Yeah, Jordan Watkins played.
Caught 5 touchdowns last week.
5 touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
3 of them were 60-plus.
Yeah, caught 5 touchdowns.
Just explosive.
And so they're explosive as hell, no matter who's in there.
Exactly.
Now, we ain't Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. We ain't Arkansas. And so, again, it's going to be down there. We don't know what the weather's going to be. It might be rain. Can Georgia find some semblance of a run game? Can they find some semblance of a run game? And can Carson Beck not throw the ball? I don't know what color jerseys Ole Miss is wearing tomorrow. I know we're wearing white with the silver britches.
Yeah, who knows? Is it going to be light blue? Or are they going to wear navy blue?
But can he not throw the ball to the other team? It's going to be the key. Can Georgia run the football? And can Carson Beck not throw the ball to the other team?
I think Georgia can run the football. And I know that that's a ridiculous thing to say for a team that has not done it consistently this year against a defense like this that stops the run. I don't know. You're going to have Ratledge back, and he's really going to be back, right?
Yep.
You've now had the center back for almost a month. Those guys on the offense, Roddy was listing off the 5 starters and the 3 backups that are all guys are going to play in the NFL. Like, these are talented offensive linemen. I don't understand what's happened in order for a group
is
like that.
Is it a commitment, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And maybe it's because a commitment to the run. Like, maybe they just don't do that. So when they're called on to actually run block, they're not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I wish I did.
They got to make a commitment because we don't know where Etienne is as far as his ribs and everything. I think I love me some Nate Frazier. I wasn't even mad at him about the throat slash. I just knew he was going to get a penalty because of it. That's why I didn't like it.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. I just knew it was going to be a penalty.
Yeah, but if you can do the gator jump and the throat slash.
Yeah.
That's a good celebration.
Like, you can tell, like Roddy said, I love this kid. He has juice with him. He runs hard as hell. They're going to have to figure out ways to run the football.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be straight at him, probably. I don't know, how you get the edge on this team, but that's going to be Georgia's key. They got to figure out a way to run it. And the thing about it is Bobo's got to stay committed to the run.
Yeah. No, that's the big wild card because they just haven't.
Yep. You got to catch the football. You got to catch it. Just like Kirby said after Florida, Carson Beck, get your ass up here. He didn't play his best game, but we got to play better around him. They do. Catch the ball when it's coming to you. perimeter blocking. You said this 2 weeks ago, I think it was. This is the worst perimeter blocking team that he's had in a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to run those screens.
Probably since Kirby's first year.
They're going to run those screens.
They're going to run them.
Yeah, so you got to go block them.
You have to block the DBs and the linebackers. And for whatever reason, this is not a great wide receiver and even tight end. Even the tight ends aren't blocking all that great. They're getting better, but it hasn't been great. I'll say this about Ole Miss, though. When they've played tougher defenses, they can be slowed down. I mean, Kentucky held them to 17 yeah. points. South Carolina held them to 27.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
LSU held them to 26, Oklahoma to 26. Those are all solid defenses. I think I would take Georgia's defense, especially right now,
of all of them,
healthy defense over all those defenses.
Yes.
If Georgia holds them under 20, if they hold them under 30, Georgia's going to probably win this game.
Yeah,
I feel pretty confident that Georgia can score 30 points.
Lane
in this
Kiffin
game.
is an excellent play caller with an excellent quarterback with excellent receivers.
Yes,
they're going to make some plays.
They're going to make plays.
It's just all about how do you come back from that. And We said it in the Texas game, but it didn't come true. Well, how would Quinn Ewers play in the Texas game?
He got benched in the first half.
I was like, well, because I kept saying, like, Georgia has scored 30 points in every game since.
They've scored 30 in every game.
Yeah. Thanks, Abe. But, no, I think that because we talk about whatever quarterback plays better. Well, Carson Beck, okay. Can you outplay Jackson Dart? I think Carson's a better quarterback than Jackson Dart.
Part of the reason they scored 30 against Texas, though, was those turnovers that they were creating in the short fields.
Yes.
Carson Beck didn't play very well in that game until they needed it absolutely desperately late in the
second
half.
But we need it desperately
from the first quarter.
From the first damn quarter.
That's exactly right. Somehow you got to trick him into thinking he's already thrown three picks. Because after he throws three picks, he's pretty good. It's a weird thing to say about a quarterback.
It's a weird damn thing to say about a quarterback.
But it's true. After he throws three picks, he settles in.
Yeah, man. It's unbelievable.
Maybe have him. Can you, like, intercept it in the little warm-ups that they do?
I don't know.
Here, maybe leg out. Throw
maybe,
the
dog.
Guy.
But he got to play well. He got to play clean. He plays clean. Georgia wins.
I agree.
Georgia 10 points, at least 10.
And I think they're gonna.
Georgia.
I feel pretty I like Georgia like 34-24 in this game. I think Georgia's gonna win.
All right. What a song.
We'll come back. We'll get to keys to a Falcons victory. They're in New Orleans on Sunday afternoon. We'll tell you how they beat the Saints. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.